Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chuck Scribner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Baer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Staub steals second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Brett steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Rojas steals second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Kim and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Kim and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stinson bunts towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis throws the ball into Rojas, who tags Scribner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Jim Crawford now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scribner hits a line drive towards short. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now catching. John Hiller now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Jerry Manuel. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Freddie Patek now playing shortstop. Frank White now playing second base. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.